Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Chav Tes, Shabbos 29. Today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah on Chav Tes Amud Beis, discusses a technique that they used in order to make sure that the lamps did not run out of oil. So in order to lengthen the time of the burning of the candle, what they would do is they would take a vessel above the candle. In the case of the Mishnah, they used an eggshell, which dripped slowly into the candle itself and added oil to it. So our Mishnah discusses that. Our Mishnah says that basically you're not allowed to put an eggshell that has a little bit of oil in it so that it drips into the oil, into the candle, because you're concerned that you're going to use that oil and somehow put out the light by removing the oil. So says our Mishnah, well, yikov adam shefoferesh shel beitza v'malena shemen, a person is not allowed to take an eggshell and pierce it and fill it with oil, v'nen al pianer, and then place it above the candle that you light for Shabbos, b'shvil shetehei min hatefes, so that it drips from the oil into the candle in order to last for a longer time, because we're concerned that maybe you're going to take from that oil and use it, and then you're going to be in violation of the prohibition of extinguishing. Even if you don't use an eggshell, but you use a pottery or earthenware utensil, and so that's an old utensil and it's disgusting and people are going to stay away from it, they're not going to want to use it. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to put on the candle because we're concerned maybe you're going to use the oil. The Rabbi Yehuda matir, however, Rabbi Yehuda allows it. What's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda allows it? Because he's not concerned that a person is going to come and use that oil. And so says the Gemara. The Gemara cites a braisa about this. The Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Yehuda pam achas shabasenu ba'aliyas beis nutsa, that we stayed in the house, the attic, of a person called in his house called Natsa Belud, in the house called Lud. And they brought to us this eggshell, and they filled it with oil, and they pierced it, and they placed it on top of the candle. Even though our Mishnah, it says you're not allowed to do that, the Chachamim, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, the majority position was that you're not allowed to do that. Nevertheless, they didn't say anything to him. So Amr Lo, so is this a proof that this is permitted? So the sages are saying, no, it's not a proof. Misham Raya, you want to bring a proof from there? Shani Beis Nitzah, there's reason in that people in Nitzah are very careful in that house to not use it. So for sure it's permitted. And so therefore they weren't concerned that they were going to come and use that oil on Shabbos. So therefore the Rabbi Tarfon and the elders did not complain to them. But generally speaking, people are concerned that maybe we have to be concerned, maybe you're going to come and use the oil. In this context, the Gemara tells us another story. Avin Tzipora, that there's a person named Avin from the town of Tzipori, Garar Saf Salah, Be'ilisa Deshesha. He dragged a bench in an attic that the floor was made out of marble. And so he felt that since it was marble, there's not going to be a concern that by dragging the bench, he's going to make a mark, a ditch in the floor, which would be a prohibition of Shabbos, similar to the prohibition of plowing, where you're taking the earth and you're plowing it up. And he did this, Le'ela mi Rebbe, he did this in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said, Ishtuke lach, if I'm going to be quiet for you and I'm not going to object, Kidishtiku le chavraya, like the sages, Rabbi Tarfon and the elders, were quiet in the house of Beit Nitza, if that's going to be the case, Rabbi Yehuda, when he did it, Nafik mine churba, a terrible thing is going to happen. What's going to happen? People are going to say that you're allowed to drag a bench on a marble floor, and really you're not allowed to do it, because since we say you're not allowed to do it on a floor that's made out of earth, maybe by dragging the bench you're going to make a hole in the ground. And so too, even though if the floor is made out of marble, you're not going to do it. Nevertheless, it's prohibited because Gzeira Elisa de Shisha Atu Elisa de Alma, because we're concerned about a floor of marble and two general floors. So just like it's prohibited in general floor, it's also going to be prohibited in a marble floor. And Reish Kenishta de Batra, and so the person who was in charge of the synagogue in the place called Batra, Gar Safsala Elami Rebbe Yirmiah, Rabbah. He dragged the bench in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbah. And Amarle Kaman, he says, like, whom are you doing when you drag this? He says, well, I'm holding like Rabbi Shimon. What was Rabbi Shimon's position? He says, you're allowed to drag a bench on Shabbos, even though as a result of it, you're going to make a ditch in the ground. Why? Because since that's not your intent, it's a davar she'enu miskavin. It's not your intent. And so therefore, Rabbi Shimon's other position, something that's not your intent, is permitted to do on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar davar Rabbi Shimon begedolim, but maybe Rabbi Shimon would say this only by big benches, to go afshar, because you have no choice, you have to drag it. But ketanim, but if it's a small bench, mi amar, would he really say it? And but Ula argues with that, and Ula says, whether it is ketanim of a gedolim with divrei akol motor, whether it's a small bench or a big bench, according to everybody, it is permitted. And we see from here the fundamental position of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's position is that something that you are doing, that you have no intent to do a prohibition by doing it, but it's something that's permitted to do on Shabbos, and when you do it, it's possible that something that is prohibited will happen. If that is not your intent while doing the work, it is permitted. For this reason, Rabbi Shimon allows people to draw a bench over the earth on Shabbos, because even if it will end up making a hole in the ground, that's not the reason why he's dragging the bench. He's dragging the bench only for the purpose of getting the bench from one place to another. And therefore, it's a davar she'eino miskaven, according to Rabbi Shimon, that is permitted.